Corey sings.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Yes, it's the Jill Corey Show, brought to you by your National Guard, a great force of citizen soldiers dedicated to the defense of America. On hand to aid and abet the Norman Parris Trio, my name is Olin Tice, and of course, Miss Jill Corey.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy things, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we would have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Jill Corey with a footnote on just one of those things.
Which is definitely not the way I feel about the National Guard.
And certainly it's definitely not the way a lot of veterans feel about the Guard. You see, veterans recognize a good deal when they hear one. And you veterans all agree that you get a good deal when you join the National Guard. You have a head start with all your valuable training and military experience.
And you're in a leadership position because you can pass your knowledge along to the younger men. Help them get their training.
Furthermore, your training and experience can earn you extra money and retirement benefits while serving with the Guard. And it doesn't take much extra time either. What's more, the National Guard is a man's outfit, playing an important role in America's defense plans. You'll get real pride and pleasure out of training with your friends and neighbors in your local Guard unit, knowing that you're playing an important part in your community and for your country. If you are a veteran, stop by your local National Guard armory. See how well you can fit into the National Guard. Let's lend an ear to a modern maiden's lament now as Jill Corey sighs, "Gee, but I hate to go home alone."
Gee, but I hate to go home alone. For when I climb up the stairs, there's just a bed and a chair to greet me. Nobody waiting there with a smile. That's why I'm lonesome, so very lonesome. Home sweet home, to most folks, is the place for which they long. Home sweet home don't mean a thing to me, it's just a song. Don't even know any wonderful. Gee, but I hate to go home alone. Home sweet home to most folks is the place for which they long. Home sweet home don't mean a thing to me. It's just a song. Don't even know anyone to phone. Doggone it, gee, but I hate to go.
Thank you, Jill. Charleston, Black Bottom, Tango, Foxtrot, Cha-Cha, those are just a few of the dance tempos that have caught America's fancy over the last 30 years or so. It seems as if each new musical season creates a new step to confuse the harried American male and, incidentally, line the cash registers of the dance studios. Tell me, Norman, all intelligent one, what dance has been the most popular of all?
No question about it, Olin. That would be the waltz, beginning way back in the days of Mozart, working up to Johann Strauss, and finally arriving to the mid-20th century. The waltz has had an infectious beat that has always made it irresistible.
Now you see why this man helped write the encyclopedia. Thank you, Norman. And to prove his point, here is the trio, along with Norman Paris, to bring us the infectious and irresistible I'll Take Romance.
Messrs. Paris, Searcher, and Arndt with a music lesson on the waltz. And now, Mr. Tice with a lesson on American history.
Thank you, Jill. The scene is Lexington and Concord, the year 1775. And the topic for today is Paul Revere's famous ride. Did you know that the Minutemen who answered Paul Revere's call to arms were actually men of an organized regiment which kept in training with regular drill? Those men were the forerunners of today's National Guard. National Guardsmen today are still prepared to meet any local or national emergency.
And what's more, Olin, when you enlist in the National Guard, you're a member of a proud outfit that offers many opportunities to young men.
That's right, Jill. For instance, if you are between the ages of 17 and 18 and a half, facing military service, you can enlist in your local guard unit and then take 6 months active duty training. Then you return to your local guard unit in your own hometown to complete your military obligation. This is one smart way for a young man to solve his problems about military training. No wonder we say,
you get a good deal in the Guard.
Stop by your local National Guard Armory and get all the facts now. The show, Anything Goes. The composer, Cole Porter. Jill Corey sings a 1934 evergreen called, I Get a Kick Out of You.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true? I get a kick out of you. Some like a bop type refrain. I'm sure that if I heard even one riff, that would bore me terrifically too. I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick, you give me a boot, I get a kick out of you.
This is Jill Corey. Thank you so much for listening. I do hope we've helped brighten the corner where you are. We'll see you soon, huh?
The Jill Corey Show with the Norman Parrish Trio was written and produced by Bruno Zerato Jr. This is Olin Tice reminding you that you get a good deal in the National Guard.